What's going on, guys? This is Mike for the Backwaters, Ozello Backwaters. I'm just going to let you know today's topic is totally not fish related. Just felt like expressing something and a couple years ago I went and said I could run heavy equipment to somebody, and if he's listening, don't take no offense to it, but anyway, I used to run heavy equipment once upon a time. So this person had been asking me, I think he maybe asked me once or twice, but I finally said yes. And so he told me where to go. And I didn't say really what I could run. I said I could run. I think I told him I could run like bulldozers, mini X's, excavators. But anyway, I went to the job site and talked to the guy, not to the guy that sent me out there, but to his foreman, and everything was going good. Actually, it wasn't a bad day, it just really caught me off guard. But anyway, so he takes me out to this bulldozer, and the guy that was in it, he pulled him out and put me up in the cab. And it was like night and day compared to what I used to operate. I felt like an idiot sitting in there because I had no freaking clue what to do. The machine had advanced so far that I literally didn't have a clue as to how to make it move. Yeah, I felt like a dumbass. But, and I even asked, but I'll get into that in a second. But, so I'm sitting in there. So everything's digital. You move everything with joysticks. And it was kind of that way when I first learned to operate a bulldozer, but not really. Back in the late or early 90s was the last time I was in a bulldozer. And it was not that way. I used to operate a D65 Komatsu, and it had exactly two sticks that you pulled to make it go left or right, and then it had two brakes. It was pretty simple to operate. And then up on the on your right hand, it had a a lever for the blade up front, or if you had an implement in the back. But it was pretty simple. So you can imagine when I got up inside that cab and Oh, and the one I used to operate, it was all open cab. There was no air conditioning. There was no radio. You know, back then, you had cassette. And CD was just starting to come out. So, you know, you didn't have all these luxuries that you have today. So when I jumped up in that bulldozer and sat in that seat, I was like, what the F? It was funny. I felt like a kind of an idiot when we went to the excavator. Because he had told me that, you know, it's a big company. They need people all the time. People don't last. They quit, whatever. So, it took me to the excavator. First thing I said was, because I'm this guy, is can we switch the controls around? And the operator said no, that machine did not, you know, you couldn't switch those controls around. And I said, well, then there's no use of me getting up there because it's just not going to work. The operator just said, well, give it a shot. I said, I'm telling you, it's not going to work out. He said, well, just give it a shot. So I got up there, and about that time, one of the owners pulled up. And it went pretty much downhill from there. I was up there for maybe 5 minutes, and I can do it, but it wouldn't be safe. And the owner said the same thing. He said, you could run that machine for the next 30 years. You still wouldn't be, you know, when you're used to running something a certain way, that's just the way it feels comfortable to you. It's kind of like playing with a joystick. When you set the controls as to how you want your joystick or your gamepad, that's how you like to play. That's the most comfortable. While certain machines, you can switch the controls around. And that's what just feels right to you. Especially when it comes to excavators, mini backhoes, stuff like that. So, and the owner, and I told him, look, if we can't switch the controls, it's a no-go. And the owner, one of them, he said, that's the problem with our industry as guys like you. And I went, what? He said, it's guys like you that this is why it's hard to find operators in our industry. And I went, well, why is it my fault? And basically what he was alluding to was the way the controls were on that machine. Because I asked if we could switch them around. And that machine couldn't do that. Well, I guess a lot of operators are in the same boat as I am. You know, they can do the work, but the machine is, you know, it doesn't, those controls aren't able to be switched around. Certain machines, they just come one way and that's it. Which to me doesn't make any sense. I mean, because there are machines out there that you can't switch the controls around. And all is well. But apparently, operators like myself are making the industry, you know, making it tough, which to me is bullshit. Because, you know, like I said, if you play video games and you like your gamepad set a certain way, you'll know how what I mean. You know, it's like, you know, it's predetermined as to how you, what buttons do what levers do what. So, I've always been that guy who, and it's always been like this for me on every machine I've ever been on. Even when I first got on the machine and tried to do it the other way, it just didn't feel right. My hands, what I thought in my head and what I applied to the stick just did not make any sense to me whatsoever. And I'm sure it's the same way for other operators that are, you know, that operate those machines that you cannot switch the controls on. They're probably the same way, you know. You switch the controls on them and they're like lost. And that's how I felt. So anyway, so I went back. You know, the guy asked me, the foreman asked me what I wanted to do. And I said, well, I said, honestly, I said, the bulldozer is probably is where I'm going to be at. So we went back. And I sat in it, and this is where my gripe is, okay? Now, I'm in the middle of a big construction area. There's not really a whole lot I can fuck up, especially if you can't make it move. But I had operated those before, and I wouldn't do anything stupid. So, anyway, what I'm trying to say is, you know, if you were somebody, if I go to a company. And I was being honest. I said, look, the last time I ran a machine like this, it didn't even look like this. It's because I really just had no clue. I don't know why. I don't really work in that industry often. So I had never, and it had, you know, 1990 was the last time I actually sat in one of those chairs. But, I mean, I can do the work, but come on, you got to give me a little assistance. And I guess that comes down to training. All you got to do, I'm that type of guy, I'll figure it out, but you gotta work with me a little bit. Come on. You know, if I tell you, 1990 was the last time I sat in that chair. He probably didn't have a clue because he's not very. I mean, I don't think that foreman was very old. So, I mean, he definitely isn't 54 years old. So, he might have been in his 30s. So, you know, it's those guys don't understand what it was like back in the 90s. So anyway, come on people, don't get scared. So I guess you know, if you gotta work with guys like that. I mean, I can do the work, but just show me, just, you know, give a little bit here. Show me how to make this thing move. Tell me a little bit about the machine. And if you got the time to put into it, you know, I will, I could be that operator, but I don't know, it just, I mean, I wasn't there to be trained on how to run a bulldozer, but man, it just felt wrong on my end. Anyway, I just didn't really have a clue when I got up in there. It is, it's funny. And a lot of machines were like that. I used to run, operate these big tractors that had 8 big giant tires around them. And the tires were as tall, you know, they were 6-7 foot tall. And I pulled laser pans and laser land leveled fields and roads and high, you know, not highways, but farm roads and stuff like that for, you know, where you've taken plant vegetables and stuff like that. It's all the same when it comes to laser land leveling. But those were about the only tractors I've ever been in that were state of the art, you know, for their time. Now most of them are track operated. They're run by GPS. Basically, they're just a big computer on tracks. And even now, I'd be lost to get in one of those. It's just amazing how things have evolved since I was had last been in machines like that. Because I can tell you, the mini excavator I was running for the last, 14 years was anything short of being technological advanced. Although you could switch the controls around in it. And just about every mini excavator I've been in, you can change the controls around. That's why I never really understood why bigger machines, that you can't do it. Why some companies don't do it. You know, maybe that machine did do it, and I don't know. I don't work around that stuff enough to know what machines do and what machines don't. But I don't know. I just felt like talking about that today. I guess if I was in that, my shoes, I guess I would, I'd give a little to see what I could get. I mean, so I'm that guy. I mean, show up for work on time every day, work overtime. I mean, these jobs pay good money. So, I mean, you're stupid not to want to try and do it. So, but anyway, that was about all I had. So just remember, the next time you're maybe taking somebody out, an employee or a training somebody, just remember, they're only as good as you are training them. And that's all I got, guys. I am going fishing today. I just haven't posted anything about it or anything. So I just, I don't know, I'm going to go to the barge canal and check it out. But we shall see what Mother Nature says. All right, guys. I'm out.